2-2, two outs. Carter Wetzel, breaking ball, strike three, right down the middle. That freezes Peter at the plate, and we'll do it. 1-2-3-6 for Wetzel. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6, 2-1, El Rosa with the lead over Lake Henry. We're back in a minute on KFN.
Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information. It's a Minnesota tradition. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM. All day and night.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Adam Yeager will lead off the seventh for Lake Henry. Aaron Boat on the mound yet. It's those first six, giving up the six hits. Good outing for the veteran. First pitch to Yeager, a strike, and now bounces one up to Cody Eichers, and the count 1-1.
I haven't noticed any activity in El Rosa's bullpen. Of course, we can't see down that way, so not sure if they warm up in the inside, too, or...
Yeager takes high for a ball, and now 2-1. Jason Campson taking some tosses here between innings again for Lake Henry. Yeager drives this to right center field. Wiener giving chase. He's not going to get to it. That's going to roll go to the fence as Yeager scoots his way into second base. Nice play by Wiener to get it in and make that play close at second again.
Ooh, he can fly. Ooh. See him go around first base? I don't
Seriously.
Think you caught him.
No, no. I mean, I think he could make it to second before I make it to first. At this stage in my life. Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant's been having a tough tournament.
He makes a little contact,
pulled at the plate, and the pitch strike call to Grant 0-1. Balls, one strike. We're in the top of the seventh inning, a 2-1 El Rosa lead over Lake Henry. Good ball game so far. That was the seventh hit off of Aaron Vogt, and he'll step off the back of the rubber, collect his thoughts. And ready to go again. Yeager is lead at second. Boats pitch, breaking ball low. And one ball, one strike to Grant Ludwig. Tom Ludwig going through some signs over in the third base coach box. Adam Miller's over in that first base box. And here's a chopper off the plate. Aaron Boat fields. He's going to go to first. Yeager's going to take third on the play. Yeager just kind of hanging out there. Aaron Vogt never looked at him when he fielded it, so Aaron was going to get it out. And A.J. Hadley pops out of the Saints dugout. He wants to go have a word with his pitcher. So,
well, I think that was a smart play by Yeager over there, too, because good for Aaron. You know, you got to get him out here.
Yeah. Yeah, 1-3 on the putout of Grant Ludwig. Now, Weston Brinkman's coming to the plate. He's a good bunter. And... do you maybe take a chance of a suicide or a safety squeeze here? Or do you just hope he hits
a lot of speed at third and a lot of speed at the plate?
Hope he hits it to the right side.
Well, they got something going.
Weston is the number 9 hitter, so you're going to get a couple lefties in a row. Shane Campson is due up next. And there's just one out.
I think he's giving it away here, Weston. They're watching his actions on the outside the batter's box here.
Ludwig going through some signs. The and into the box. Kiefler thinking something's on. He's in on the grass over at third. Ethan Boat cheating at first. And the first pitch bouncing up to the plate. And 1-0. Nice stop by Cody Eichers. Ludwig will go through another series of signs. Yeager taking a short lead at third. And the pitch to Brinkman outside of ball. Well, and 2-0. Justin Brinkman not going fishing there. One out. Now that whole infield coming in. And Brinkman pops this one up, fouling out of play. Oh, he had a big cut on that 2-0. Two balls, one strike. The infield in on the grass. The corner's cheating even more. Brinkman late on the fastball from Aaron Boat, and a swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Weston Brinkman. Adam Yeager over at third, representing the tying run. Brinkman lays off the high fastball, and now the count's full at 3-2.
Tough pitch to lay out.
You bet it is. Shane Campson on deck. 3-2. Aaron Boat ready. His pitch and a swing and a miss. Brinkman's out on strikes. Big strikeout for Aaron Boat. We'll bring Shane Campson to the plate. So Shane, 2-for-3 so far today off of Aaron Boat, being asked to maybe drive in a run here with two outs. There's a strike call to Campson and 0-1.
So he's going to make sure he keeps everything in front of him here.
Shane had a home run yesterday. And the pitch just missing outside. Cody Eichers nods his head. That's a good pitch. 1-1.
You see where he set up, he put his glove just like that, and that's just where he hit him.
One ball, one strike. It's a little bit low and outside. They count 2-1.
We've got to just be missing on the outside corner. That's where he's nibbling at.
2-1 the count, two outs. And there's a strike on the outside corner in 2-2. Shane kind of goes, come on. Curveball, yeah. 2-2 to count. Yeager at third. Campson back into the box. Aaron Boat ready. A 2-2. Campson will follow this one back and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Two outs, 2-1. It's El Rosa leading Lake Henry, top of the seventh. Pitch, Campson will follow another one back and over our head. Count stays 2-2. This is the second of four ball games today. Our first game had Richmond defeating St. Martin 6-3. Our third ball game will come up around 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's to Campson. He took something off of it, and Shane strikes out. And Aaron Vogt, what a job, pitching out of the jam here in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. After 6.5, it's El Rosa 2, Lake Henry 1. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute on KAFN.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region Baseball on KASM being brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, Al Rosa Green and Pete, Pets Park of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch over in Richmond, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, just south of Farming, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes in Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Liz Autobody and Glass in Farming, Notch Manufacturing, Gil Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming, and West Central Sanitation. To the bottom of the seventh inning and a pitching change for Lake Henry, Don.
Jason Campson will move in from second base. They will take Carter Wessel out of the game here, pitching six good innings. They're going to put Sam Hupfer over at second base in place of Jason Campson.
Austin Imdick at the plate. Two ball, one strike count to Austin, who's one for one today. Campson's pitch just inside, and the count now 3-1 to Austin Imdick.
So you look at Carter Wessel here. Now, we talked about this yesterday, Randy, some of the young stars that are coming up in the Stearns County League, and he looks like he's going to be a good one. He's going to be a good good acquisition to Lake Henry and their pitching staff, and good luck to that young man, and I'm sure Brad Skuglin is hoping for the best with him in Painesville High School also, because Brad's always appreciative of the good arms and the good young players.
Foul ball down the third baseline to Austin Imdick, and the count at 3-2. Lead-off hitter Kevin Kiefler on deck. Three balls, two strikes. Jason Campson kicks and delivers, and a pop-up in the infield. Josh Campson fading into foul territory. He'll make the catch for the out. We're at first and one down. Carter Wessel kind of fits the mold of Lake Henry pitching, and they get a lot of left-handed pitchers
yes,
at Lake
they
Henry,
do,
don't
they?
Well,
now you look at Carter right here. Now they got three starting left-handed
yeah.
pitchers.
With Aaron Cebalko, Weston Brinkman, Carter Wessel, and then you look at just previous years. I mean,
yes.
We talked about Lynn Hemish a little bit yesterday, just a great left-handed pitcher. There have been others. There's a pop-up, Shane Campson. From the catcher spot, dive right by his first base dugout on the dirt, rolling and making the catch for the out.
Nice play by Shane Campson.
Wow, what a catch. Tom Ludwig was right there. It's almost like he was going to call him out to make the call there. Two outs now, and here's Matt Schmidt.
Be a little careful. They had quite a few guys out the dugout there. They don't interfere with Shane there. So
Schmidt so far today, 0-3. Drills a line drive base hit over the head of Quaid at short in left center field. Weston Brinkman will get it back into the infield. So a two-out single for Schmidt. And that'll bring the dangerous Cody Eichers to the plate.
Cody having a good regional so far.
Couple home runs. Cody at the plate. Schmidt takes his lead, and the pitch outside of ball, 1-0.
He's told he ain't going for the short part of the park either. He's hitting them where you got to hit him.
You got to hit him to get him. Yeah, that's right. Pitch is low to Cody Eichers. Cody had a solo home run in the fifth last night. He has a solo home run in this ball game. And folds the pitch off. Count to Cody Eichers at 2-1. He is 1-for-3 today. And his home run right now is the difference maker.
Yes,
it's a 1-1 ball game before he hit that bomb. And here's a foul ball down the first baseline. The count at 2-2 to Eichers.
Okay, now I just seen Max Wagner field that foul ball over there, and he threw it back in left-handed. I think he is left-handed. I'm not sure.
Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 to Eichers. Hampson's pitch, that's fouled to the backstop. It's right back to Cody Eichers. Two outs, one on here in the bottom of the seventh inning at 2-1. A Rosa lead. Jason Campson ready. His pitch, and Eichers drills this one foul. That'll go down into the road ditch and rolling across the road.
Right into the culvert.
Right into the culvert, you bet. That could have been a hole-in-one just about, right?
Fair baseball hole-in-one,
that's
right?
Right. 2-2 breaking ball is high. Going on the play, Schmidt's throw to second. Out at second, says the base umpire, and Schmidt cut down trying to steal. 4-0 Rosa in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 7, El Rosa 2, and Lake Henry 1. More Region Baseball coming up in a minute here on KFN.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes' roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM. North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, KASM.
Aaron Vogt gets the ball for the top of the eighth inning. His team holds a 2-1 lead over Lake Henry. And the base umpire is way down the first base line. They run a water out to him, and now he's going to tuck that away down the first base line.
The little guy said, why didn't you tell me that a little earlier? He was a lot closer here.
Matt Quaid comes to the plate. He'll lead off the eighth inning for Lake Henry. Quaid is 0-for-3 so far today. It'll be Quaid, Jason Campson, Aaron Sabalco. And the pitch to Quaid is low inside a ball, 1-0. One O the count. Quaid drills a line drive to Kiefler at third for the out. Nice play by James.
That one was smacked in the button, that one.
Was right at Kiefler to his glove side. That he's able to grab it. One out. Here's Jason Campson. Aaron Boats pitch. Breaking ball that bounces up to the plate. And 1-0.
Aaron doing a good job out there today.
Just mixing him up, isn't he?
He is. Remember when he started, right? He could throw, couldn't he?
Yes, he could. It's a little bit high in the count 2-0. I don't know if Nathan Winter was still on the team. He might have been on the team when Aaron came up, too.
I think he was.
But it gave them a good 1-2 combo as Jason Kamson squirts a single past Schmitz at short into left field and a one-out single. And looks like Keith Leeser is going to put a pinch hitter in. Pinch runner, maybe, for Jason Kamson.
Looks like Max. Well, maybe not.
He's running at first base number 44, Max Wagner.
Yeah, Max Wagner will pinch run for Jason.
So Wagner pinch running and Aaron Sobelka to the plate. Aaron is 1-for-3 today. He had a double in his last at bat. Widener takes a pretty nice lead at first, and the pitch to Savalco is high for a ball 1-0. Tom Ludwig going through some signs. 2-1, El Rosa with the lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Fifth chance, Savalco chaps this one foul down the first baseline. Count 1-1. 1-1. Widener will go back to first. Austin Imdick in left playing fairly deep. Aaron Sobelka does a lot of pull hitting, though. It's pretty much a pull. And takes high and tight for a ball in 2-1.
He's done a good sack before for a base hit. Sobelka did. Did he punt the last time?
No.
Oh, he had that double last time.
He had the double. It's Sobelka takes the pitch and fouls it to the backstop in 2-2. Two outs, two strikes. Josh Kamson on deck. There's one out and one on. Widener running for Jason Kamson. Aaron Boat comes home. The pitch is high to Sobelka when the count full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, 1 on. Aaron Vogt sets himself on the mound, and Sobelka will follow one. Over the backstop, the count stays full at 3-2. Imdick in left, Kevin Kiefler in center. Out in right field, it's Derek Wiener. James Kiefler at third, Matt Schmitz at short. Peter over at second as a strike three call by the home plate umpire. So Sobelka doesn't swing on the pitch or protect the plate, and he's rung up on strikes.
Looks like a pretty nice pitch to leave go with 2 strikes.
I think just as close as some of the others you were seeing.
Yeah, all that broke down in there nicely.
Bolt gets a big strikeout, and here is Josh Kamson. Kamson, a line drive to right field. That's a base hit. Widener watches his coach, and he's going to hang on over at second base as the throw comes back into the infield. So Josh Kamson with a 2-for-4 day.
Just picking out that hole over there, isn't he, Josh? Likes that side.
Bring Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick is 2-for-3. Dingman bounced to second in his last at bat because Jackson Peter had kind of slid over and covered that hole better.
Kind of shallow at second there, isn't he?
Here's Dingman. Another like inside out swing, and that gets Cody Eichers behind the plate. And Cody's going to walk this one off. 0 on the count to Dingman. Dingman talking to Eichers a little bit. The Lakers with runners at first and second, 2 outs here in the eighth inning. They trail 2-1. They both hit El Rosa 9-5 today. Big curveball that's called a strike. And 0-2 to Dingman.
That's Aaron's pitch today. That curveball is nice, nasty. It's breaking good. starts it out towards their head. It's breaking down inside there. It'll be a tough one to hit if he keeps it inside.
0-2. Pass ball to England. Swings and misses. He's out on strikes. And that will do it for the Lakers in the eighth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. 7.5 innings. Rosa 2, Lake Henry 1. Region 15 seats. Baseball action. We're back in a minute. KSN.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your homeowner's policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Number 11,
Cody Eichers leads off the eighth inning for the El Rosa Saints. He was at the plate last inning when Matt Schmitz was caught stealing. Jason Campson on the mound. Sand delivers. There's a strike call to Eichers. And 0-1. Eichers, Ethan Vogt, and James Keithler, the scheduled hitters. The pitch foul back and out of play.
Is
that a dead ball? I think it is. Dead ball. Up over there in the cemetery here at Farming. Eichers a drive to left field. Long run for the left fielder. That's Nick Dingman. He's not going to get it. And Eichers into second with a stand-up double. We mentioned it last night. Eichers uses all parts of the field, Don.
He does. And I was just going to mention the two home runs that he hit were up at 11. Pretty much on the inside part of the plate. This one he left away. He didn't want to pitch him inside again and takes advantage of it. So with Ethan here, he wants to move him over to third for sure, right?
I would think so.
I would think you look at the hole over on that side. And Ethan likes to go that way once in a while.
And Shane Campson brings that infield in. They're going to talk about this out on the mound. Just a little strategy here for the Lakers in the eighth inning. With a 2-1 ball game, El Rosa in front. Cody Eichers, that second run, just becomes a big hurdle for Lake Henry to climb, and they don't want to allow it. So Shane Campson has dispersed the troops. He's back to home plate. Ethan Vogt at the plate. And Ethan not showing any sign of a bunt there. Takes high for a ball, 1-0.
You don't think they're going to bunt Ethan here.
Josh Campson at first is in on the grass. Ethan takes a strike called. Now 1-1. Ball and a strike. Nobody out. Eichers over at second. Jason Campson on the mound, kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss by Ethan Vogt. Strike two, 1-2 the count.
Nice pitch, Ethan. Looks like it can be that back, please.
Ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch by Campson. Shane Campson holding it there. Thought they had the inside corner. Home plate umpire says no. And ball two. 2-2. Jason Campson kicks, delivers. Here's a ground ball to deep short. Quade to the backhand. He'll throw to first. Hooped out there by Josh Thompson. Nice play by Josh. 6-3 on a putout. Cody Eichers will end up on third on that throw.
Gutsy on Eichers' part there, too, but it's hit deep enough in the hole. I think that was a good play by Eichers going to third. I think Quade would have probably had a chance at him over there.
Yeah. Now Keith Leeser out of the dugout. And here's the situation. What do? Do you put James Kiefler on? Try to get a force?
Suicide squeeze.
Or do you suicide squeeze? Or yeah. A lot of strategy here in the later innings.
I don't think so, but
two to one. El Rosa leading Wake Henry. James Kiefler makes his way back to the plate. Keith Leeser has said what he wants to say to his infielders. They've got the infield in on the grass. Playing a little small ball here. Kiefler at the plate. He's 0 for 3 today, couple strikeouts. Jason Campson on the pitching rubber now steps off. Back on.
Is he going to go in the windup and he decided not to? Or was he didn't notice.
Pitches from the stretch. Kiefler swings and misses strike one. That was a mighty cut by James. 0-1 the count. Jason Campson rears back and fires. There's strike two on the inside corner and 0-2 now to Kiefler. Derek Wiener on deck. Campson ready. His pitch just a little bit high to Kiefler. James thought about it. He said no, and threw the ball 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Kiefler's out on strikes. Wow.
That's a big out.
That
right
is
there.
A big out for Jason Campson. He just reared back in. It was the best against the best there. Big swing by Kiefler, strike three. And now Derek Wiener to the plate. Derek 0 for 3 today. Cody Eichers still at third. Now with two outs. And Campson takes a little bit off that pitch and a strike call to Wiener on the inside corner. 0-1. Spring Hill and Farming, that game up next here on KASM. Wiener will foul it to the netting and 0-2 to Derek. The ball, two strikes. Campson ahead in the count. See what Shane throws down for the sign. Fastball, Wiener fights it off, bowls it back out of play. Count stays 0-2 to Derek. Brandon Relke on deck for El Rosa. Eichers leads from third. Campson's pitch, a high fastball, and the count of ball and two strikes. Wasted one there, and Wiener wasn't going to swing at that one.
Good waste pitch by Jason Campson. It's a good ball to go fishing that for a hitter.
A breaking ball, and Wiener way out in front of it. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for El Rosa in the eighth. A leadoff double by Cody Eichers, and he's stranded out on the base pass. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on, eight in the books. El Rosa 2, Lake Henry 1. We're back in a minute with more baseball here on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams. Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Talk a little bit about Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming. Not just good food, it's great food, and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub. The grill at Trapper's, open daily at 11 a.m., features a full-service bar. Stop in for their nightly specials, you bet, beginning at 5 o'clock. Head to Trapper's Pub and Grub, maybe before the game today or after the game. Stephanie's got some specials going on this weekend, those smoked pork chops and corn on the cob. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Ooh, that sounds good. Oh, sweet corn sounds good. Here's Adam Yeager leading off the night for the Lakers. He's 2 for 4 in the ball game with a sharp single to center field. So Yeager, leadoff man on, Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant's been struggling, Don.
He almost got a bunt him,
and that James Kiefler's thinking that too over at third as he's in on the grass. Showing bunt, and Ludwig offers at it. Strike one on that curveball.
Yeah, Adam Miller's coming on deck here for Weston Brinkman.
0-1 the count to Ludwig. Yeager takes a lead. Ludwig shows bunt, and he lunges at it, bunts it foul. Now 0-2 to Grant Ludwig.
Oh, my.
That's 2-1, El Roso leading here in the ninth. Aaron Vogt getting ahead on the count on Ludwig. Can't get the bunt down on the first two pitches, and Vogt's pitch is high for a ball in 1-2.
A huge out if he doesn't get to sacrifice. You know, if he gets an out here without laying that sacrifice down, that's big for El Rosa.
One ball, two strikes. Big curveball that hangs, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Yeager leads from first. The pitch, and Ludwig will follow this one back and out of play. The count stays 2-2. Two and two to Grant Ludwig.
Boy, Yeager's getting the lead over there. Oof.
Got a good lead. The pitch, the breaking ball, chopped on the ground to third. James Kiefler goes to second for one, and no relay. Jackson Peters going to hang on to the ball. So they get the lead runner. Now we're going to get a pinch hitter in Adam Miller. Again, how important is that he doesn't get that bunt down?
Oh.
So Ludwig now the base runner. Here's Adam Miller. He'll follow the first pitch to the backstop in 0-1. 0-1 the count with one out. Now the base umpire is going to reposition himself in the infield. And Miller takes a little bit high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Aaron Vogt delivers, and Miller drives it to center field. Kevin Kiefler coming hard, makes a catch for the out. Nice little slide there by Kevin Kiefler down on a knee to make the catch. He peaked the runner at first, Don, and then he still made the catch.
Catcher number two.
I'll take out.
Miller makes the bid. Final today in 8C, Lastra 5, Fort Ripley 4. Fort Ripley, the number 4 seed out of Region 8C. Buckman playing Lastra now for the number 3 seed. And the leadoff hitter, Shane Campson, to the plate. Two outs, one on. Well, it's pitch. Campson takes strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. The crowd not happy with that strike call.
glad you're not umping, Randy.
Oh, such a relief. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. Nice stop by Cody Eichers in 2-1. Matt Quaid on deck. Shane Kamson today, 2-for-4 for the Lakers. Lakers with 10 hits off of Aaron Vogt. Pitch is high and now 3-1. Aaron has struck out 5, has not walked a man.